This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Scott Isringhausen, Urban Fishing Coordinator for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Scott, coming up is the annual Bald Eagle Days at Pere Marquette State Park, and that's our topic of conversation today. Right off the bat, I guess, if you want to, you could talk about what dates you have available if people would like to make a reservation.
Sure. Well, the different dates that I have starts on January the 26th, 27th, and 31st, then Thursday, February 2nd, Monday, February 6th, Tuesday, February 7th, Thursday, February 9th, Wednesday, February 15th, and then Tuesday, February 21st, Saturday, February 25th, and then the last program will be Friday, March the 3rd.
And all of those programs, as I said, you need a reservation, I guess, to get in the van that you use for your eagle watching. But what number do they call as far as making that reservation?
Yeah, the phone number is 618-786-3323. And I actually need a reservation for each of the dates, even if you're not in the van, because I tried to limit it to 50 people each day, and if we get more people than that, it tends to kind of downgrade from the program. The lines get long, but yeah, you sure do need to make a reservation, and it is free.
As far as the tour itself, of course, we've talked about the program before here, but maybe again go over a little bit of what you do. You have a program just before you all head out, and what time does everything get started?
The programs all start at 8:30 in the morning, and I'll do about an hour informative program on the bald eagles. I'll tell why they're here, what they eat, you know, kind of what to expect. Included in that will be a very educational video. I'll have a stuffed, immature, as well as mature eagle for you to look at, an eagle wing, cast of eagle eggs. So just really anything that you want to know about eagles, you're probably going to learn it inside. And then from there, we drive into the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge. We get to see an active eagle's nest at that point. And that's the Jersey County or the Gilbert Lake Division of the refuge. From there, we typically cross the Brussels Ferry, go over into present-day Calhoun County. We will stop at the Wildlife Refuge, learn a little more about eagles, and the folks over there will do a 10 or 15-minute other program on the eagles, talk to you a little bit about the refuge. From there, we typically drive up and look at the backside of Winfield Lock and Dam, which at certain times of the year can be a great place to see eagles. Make our way up to the town of Hardin. We'll eat lunch most days at a restaurant called the Barefoot Restaurant right along the Illinois River, watch eagles while we eat, and then we'll make our way back to sometime around 3 o'clock or something like that. And I've been doing these for a long time, and there's never been a program that we haven't seen at least a few eagles and sometimes well over 100 eagles on one of these tours.
For those attending, I know you have sort of recommendations, sort of got to plan ahead because you don't know how winter weather goes, but be sure to dress appropriately. And what can they bring, cameras or things like that?
I would bring a camera. I would bring binoculars, bring some warm clothes, gloves, hats. We're not going to be out for extended periods of time, but I will definitely set a spotting scope up on the eagles for you to look at. And you mentioned it's really just now getting underway, but I have done kind of a couple small programs. And both of the programs that we've done in the past, we've got great pictures. I mean, there's no guarantee that will happen, but typically throughout the day, sometime folks will have a good chance to take a picture of the eagles. But again, just be prepared to dress for the weather, and if you are in your own vehicle, make sure you have enough gas also.
In the past, we've sort of been talking about, you said, a live active nest, and I believe it was last year maybe we had talked that the nest wasn't quite as successful. Is that the same that's going, or how is that nest doing?
That particular nest, and that is the nest that I'm talking about, and for the last couple of years it hadn't been, but they are starting to use it again this year. So we're hopeful, and we have a camera, to back up a little bit, we have a camera in this nest. It's too late this year because the eagles are around the nest to reactivate the camera, but next year we're hopeful to get the camera up and going, and people have a chance to witness that or view that right in the visitor center.
You've talked about eagles. We know a long time ago they were endangered, and they have come back some. How has it been, say, last year when you did the tours, or compared to the year before with the weather and things? How is the eagle population doing?
Well, the population is doing as good as a whole, but to be honest with you, last year was one of the worst eagle watching years that we've had in a long time, or at least that I can remember. And the reason for that is, or at least what I think is, is because last year was exceptionally mild, and not near as many eagles came down to this area.
They, what, stay up river somewhat when it's like that?
Eagles, at least what I tell people and what I think, the eagles, awful lot like myself, why exert that extra energy and fly another 300 or 400 or 500 miles if you don't have to? And kind of to justify that, I had talked to some folks up in Iowa and Wisconsin and in places, and they had more eagles up there last year than what they normally do because, again, it wasn't near as cold a winter.
And that's what the eagles are looking for, is they try to go to where they can find, what is it, fish?
Where they find open water, they find their favorite food, is fish, yes.
As far as the eagles, as you said, last year was sort of not a good year. This year looks like at least we're going to be a little cooler, so that should be good news.
I think it is, and I said I'd done a couple of programs, and we saw about 30 on each of them two programs that we had done in the past, so that's pretty good, really. So, I think it's going to be a pretty good year.
And one last question. I know the purpose of this program is eagles, but say last year or something like that, I'm sure there's something once in a while that's unusual or unique of a bird or maybe an animal or something that goes on while you're on one of these tours. Can you think of any instances from last year?
Well, one thing that was pretty neat that we saw last year, which wasn't a weird bird, but we actually got to witness an eagle drop a fish, and then another eagle swooped down and caught that fish in the air, which that was really kind of spectacular to see on one of our programs. It wasn't the same eagle that dropped the fish, but there was another one there with it, and it, like I said, it swooped down and caught it before it hit the water. That's pretty cool.
You need to make a reservation if you'd like to go on one of the eagle tours, and if you could give that information again.
Make a reservation, call 618-786-3323, and every day but Sundays you can call that number between 8 and 4 p.m.
Scott Isringhausen, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Well, thank you for having me here. I sure appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.